Section 2. The People of Southern and Eastern Asia. Ethnic and religious groups in Asia. Most historians, geographers, and anthropologists divide people into two main groups when they study a population: ethnic groups and religious groups. An ethnic group is a group of people who share cultural ideas and beliefs that have been a part of their community for years. Some of the characteristics these groups usually share are language, religion, history, types of food, and a set of traditional stories, beliefs, or celebrations. These things are all part of a common culture that is unique to each ethnic group. People in a religious group share a belief system in a god or gods with a specific set of rituals and literature. People from different ethnic groups often practice the same religion. However, their customs and practices might vary between the different groups. The most important thing for members of a religious group to share is the belief in a god or gods. Southern and Eastern Asia is the birthplace of three religions: Hinduism, Buddhism, and Shintoism. In addition, China is the birthplace of Confucianism, which is not a religion, but a philosophy, an ethical system based on good deeds and morality. Hinduism. Hinduism is one of the oldest religions in the world, although there is not a specific start date of Hinduism. It developed in India as a result of the Aryan invasion around 1500 BC. Aryan priests followed complicated rituals and hymns known as the Vedas, or the Books of Knowledge. These prayers and rituals, along with other Aryan beliefs, led to the development of Hinduism. This means that there is no specific founder of Hinduism, unlike Christianity, Islam, and Judaism. Followers of Hinduism are called Hindus. Hindus believe in a supreme spirit named Brahman. There are many different gods and goddesses in Hinduism, but Hindus believe that all the gods and goddesses are a part of Brahman, which means universal spirit. Hindus also believe that all living beings have souls. This includes animals as well as people. Some animals, like the cow, are considered especially sacred. As a result of the belief that animals have souls, many Hindus are vegetarians, which means that they do not eat meat. Hindus also believe that the Ganges River is a holy river. Many Hindus are cremated when they die. It is a common practice to scatter the ashes of the deceased into the Ganges River. Another important Hindu belief is the idea of reincarnation. Reincarnation is the belief that when a person dies, his or her soul does not die. Instead, the soul is reborn into the body of another person or animal. How a person has lived his or her life determines what the next life will be. For example, a person who has lived a good life and been a good person will be reborn as someone who will live a better life. A person who did not live a good life and did bad things will be reincarnated as someone who will suffer. Hindus believe that a person's soul is reincarnated again and again until that person has lived a good enough life to unite with Brahman. The belief that your actions determine your fate in your next life is called karma. Doing good things in your life builds good karma, while doing bad things makes bad karma. The caste system is another very important part of Hinduism and is closely tied with the idea of reincarnation. The caste system is a system of social classes that are inherited and cannot be changed. In other words, you are born into your caste and must stay in that caste for your whole life. You must do the jobs that are associated with your caste, and you must marry someone from your caste. The only way to move to a higher caste would be to build good karma during your life and be reincarnated into a higher caste in your next life. Traditionally, there were four main castes: Brahmins, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, and Shudras. The Brahmins, the highest caste, included the priests and wise men. The Kshatriyas included the warriors and rulers. Merchants, traders, and small farmers made up the Vaishyas. Finally, the Shudras were the peasants and field workers. There is one more group of people in the caste system, the untouchables, or casteless people. Many people in this group had been removed from their caste by breaking a caste rule. As a result, the untouchables had to do the jobs viewed as unclean by the rest of society, such as cleaning toilets, streets, and gutters, and jobs that involved handling the bodies of the dead. As time passed, the original castes were further divided into other castes. This has caused the Indian social structure to be very complicated. While the caste system is technically illegal in India, it still influences Indian society. For example, traditional families will not allow their children to marry someone from a different caste. This is one of the reasons why arranged marriages are common in India. In an arranged marriage, the parents of a bride and groom choose the person their child will marry. Many jobs in India are given based upon a person's caste. Because Hinduism is a religious group, all Hindus share some of the same basic beliefs, like the belief in reincarnation. The sacred text of Hinduism is the Vedas, which began with the Rig Veda, Sama Veda, Yajurveda, and Atharva Veda. Additional texts have been added throughout the years. Hindus worship at their homes and at temples. It is more common for people to worship alone at their homes and not in large groups. As a result, many Hindu homes contain a shrine for worship. Today, Hinduism is the third largest religion in the world after Christianity and Islam. It is the largest religion in India. Buddhism. Buddhism is another religion that began in South Asia. The creation of Buddhism began with a young prince named Siddhartha Gautama around 500 BC. Siddhartha was raised as a Hindu and grew up in a life of luxury with little contact with the outside world. Once he left his sheltered home, he was troubled and upset with the poverty and suffering he saw in the world around him. He asked some of the Hindu priests why there was so much suffering in the world, but he was not satisfied with their answers. As a result, he left his family and began searching for the answer to his question. Finally, he stopped wandering and simply sat and meditated about the suffering in the world. While meditating under the tree of wisdom, the answer came to Siddhartha. At this point, he became known as Buddha, which means the enlightened one. According to Buddha, the cause of human suffering is greed and the desire for material things. Buddha and his followers began to spread his message to different parts of India and South Asia. It is important to remember that Buddhists do not worship Buddha. They view him as a teacher, not a god. Buddha taught the same Hindu beliefs of reincarnation and karma, but he did not accept the caste system or the need for priests. The central teaching of Buddhism is called the Four Noble Truths. The first noble truth is that life always brings pain. The second is that suffering and sorrow are usually caused by greed and desire for material things. The third is that in order to end suffering and reach nirvana, a person has to give up greedy desires. Nirvana is a state of perfect peace. The fourth noble truth is that in order to reach nirvana, you have to follow the middle way. The middle way contains the Eightfold Path, a list of these eight rules for conduct. Try to recognize the truth. Try to avoid evil actions and bad people. Do not say things that will hurt others. Respect other people and their belongings. Choose a job that does no harm to others. Do not think evil thoughts. Avoid excitement and anger. Work at meditation. And think carefully about what matters in life. Buddha believed that unselfishness was the key to everything. He did not recognize gods or see a need for priests. He felt man alone could change evil into good. If one followed the middle way, one's soul would eventually reach a state of perfect peace. Unlike some of the other main world religions, Buddhists do not worship a god. The focus of Buddhism is following the Eightfold Path to reach nirvana. Like Hindus, Buddhists can worship at home or in a temple. There are several texts that are a part of Buddhism, including the Tripitaka and the Mahayana Sutras. There are also some divisions within Buddhism around the world. The Dalai Lama, for instance, is the leader of one of the major branches of Buddhism. Today, Buddhists make up about 7% of the world's population, which makes Buddhism the fourth largest religion in the world. Buddhists can be found around the world, but Southern Asia and Eastern Asia have the largest numbers of Buddhists. Shintoism. Shintoism is a religion that is unique to Japan. It began in Japan so long ago that there is no known founder, nor is there an official time frame for when it started. The name Shintoism means the way of the gods. The main belief of Shintoism is reverence for the kami, which are spirits that Shintoism followers believe live in nature. The word kami means superior. Shintoism followers believe that kami lived in beautiful places, animals, and especially as a person's ancestors. Additionally, many believers think that some of the mountains and rivers in Japan are homes to the kami and are considered to be sacred. Shintoism also stresses the importance of cleanliness. The main religious practice of Shintoism is for followers to offer prayers and perform rituals to honor and please the kami. There is no belief in one central god and no sacred text. There is also not a large emphasis on what happens after a person dies. People often have small altars in their homes where the family will offer prayers for the spirits they hope will bless and protect them. Shintoism has been a part of Japanese life for so long that it is often not even thought of as a religion, but part of Japanese culture. Many Shintoism followers believe that one can follow the ideas of Shintoism as well as another religion. The worship of nature has also led the Japanese to perfect the art of creating small, beautiful gardens as areas of quiet and reflection in their crowded world. Until World War II, Shintoism was the official religion of Japan. Today, it is no longer the official religion. Because Shintoism is unique and intertwined with Japanese culture, there are relatively few followers outside of Japan. Confucianism. Confucianism is not a religion. It is a philosophy created by a Chinese scholar named Confucius. Confucius was born around 550 BC, when the Chinese government was having a hard time keeping order and warlords controlled much of the countryside. He believed that the key to peace and social order was for people to behave with good character and virtue. Virtue means behavior that is fair to others. Confucius's teachings were written down in the Analects. Confucius's golden rule of behavior might be familiar to you. He said that what you do not like when done unto you, do not do to others. In other words, if you would not want something to happen to you, do not do it to another person. One example would be this. If you do not want people to gossip about you, do not gossip about others. Similarly, Confucius believed that to be a good ruler, a person should treat people fairly and be kind to them. Confucius saw himself as a teacher, not a leader. He believed that following his philosophy would bring order to China. According to Confucian philosophy, there are five basic relationships among men. Ruler and subject, father and son, husband and wife, older brother and younger brother, and friend and friend. He taught that if each relationship was based on kindness, there would be peace and harmony in China. In 121 BC, the Emperor of China, Wu Di, declared that Confucianism would be the official guiding practice for the Chinese government during his reign. Even after Wu Di's reign ended, Confucianism continued to have a large influence on the Chinese government for almost 2,000 years. In 1949, China became a communist country, but even that revolution did not end the influence of Confucianism. Many people in China still support the teaching of Confucius and his emphasis on treating others fairly. Many people throughout Southern and Eastern Asia also admire and follow the teachings of Confucianism. Additionally, many historians see Confucianism as one of the foundations of Chinese society.